Good morning. This is Catherine, and today is actually March 8th, and today is the day that we have sprung forward in time for spring. I haven't done a podcast in a while, even though I've been meaning to, but everything has a movement and an energy, so I don't sit down and record these unless I feel guided to by my angels and my guides, or unless I feel aligned or that the topic will resonate with the masses. So I've been meaning to podcast for a while, but I haven't, because every time I would plan to do these, it didn't resonate. And then this morning I woke up at, well, the clock said 7, but it's actually 6. And my eyes went bing! And then they filtered me all of this information on this topic. And I said, okay, I'm podcasting now. So I haven't even had my coffee yet. So good morning. But the topic is going to be positive emotions and negative emotions. Now, when you think about this topic, it's very vague. But when you think about society and stigmas and how, as a collective, there's already a stigma, a bad stigma on one and a good stigma on the other. But is a negative emotion really bad? And is a positive emotion really good? And this is a topic that I feel and hope will resonate with a lot of us, because we tend to sift and sort events, right? We tend to label them. So our human minds, from a hypnotherapy aspect, our human minds like to categorize and put things in a box. And we do that in order to make sense of them, to understand them. We place labels, we place stigmas. We place pre-understanding of something before we've even given it a chance to be understood. Usually because of the fear of the unknown. The conscious mind doesn't like the unknown. Our egos don't like the unknown, because when something's unknown, there's no way to plan for it. There's no way to be proactive and get ahead of it. So our egos usually step forward most aggressively when we're placed into a situation that was either unexpected or it's unknown. And then it triggers the response of fear, which then triggers the response of our ego becoming aggressive and fighting against it and trying to force it into this category or this box to try and make sense of it. But the problem in that is that our energy is in limited supply. Energy has to be refueled. It's recycled, right? So it is in a limit. And when we place our energy and focus on categorizing an emotion, fitting it into this box of understanding to try and cope with the fact that the emotion even came up to begin with, our energy becomes depleted and we're no longer actually able to deal with the emotion itself. It's as though they're showing me a staircase. So it's almost as if when a negative emotion arises, and a positive one, either one, however you categorize it, it's like a staircase. So the emotion's at the top of the staircase, the door has opened, you're feeling the wind, you're feeling the emotion of it, and it's in your face. And you start moving up those steps to get through that doorway to understand the emotion. But we spend so much time on those steps trying to categorize that wind that's coming and trying to figure out, well, why is it so strong and why is it doing this and why is this happening to me and this is terrible, and it, instead of just focusing in silence on getting up those steps, no matter how strong that wind of emotion is, to get through the door to gain greater clarity, many of us focus on why is this happening to me? And again, this is for either emotion, but we focus on why is this happening to me while we're trying to climb these steps, which really depletes our emotion, which means that we can't get to the top as quick as we'd like to so we can understand it. And I find myself doing this a lot, and I have to check my ego at the door and say, okay, I understand that you're scared. I understand that the unknown is a trigger. But let's walk up the stairs in silence and get through the door, and then we'll handle it together. And this topic of positive and negative emotion, it really applies to everything. We're not able to feel one without the other. But the perception of what's positive and negative changes as our energies shift, right? When we're younger, the most negative emotion that we could possibly feel is when we ask mom or dad or grandma or grandpa for something and they say no. That negative emotion of pain and disappointment and anger is just as real. It's just as raw and intense as an adult who, let's say, built an empire, a financial empire in their own business, only to see it all crumble down in one business decision and losing everything. But then our minds are so quick to judge, well, which one is worse? Which one is more important? Which one should take priority? But from the perspective of a child, that toy is the priority. It is important. Just as that to that adult, that empire that they built is like losing a child. That's the priority. And this ebb and flow of emotion between positive and negative is always, always going to exist. But what our society has conditioned us to do is when a negative emotion arises, to either fight against it or to turn our back to it and pretend it doesn't exist. And I guess as we're talking about this subject, they're flashing me back through my entire life of how I used to handle emotions in this way. When there was a negative emotion, I would turn my back and pretend it didn't exist because I didn't want it. I wanted nothing to do with it. And I remember one day having a conversation with my papa, and I remember I said, Papa, why can't everyone just be happy all the time? Why can't life just be rainbows and joy and enlightenment and purity and joy? All the time. I don't understand. And I remember telling my papa, all these negative emotions, they're just a waste of time. And in that moment, that was my truth. And I remember my father looking over at me and he smiled. And he said, you'll learn. you'll learn why that cannot be so. And now as an adult, I understand why, from a child's perspective, they don't want to deal with negative emotions. They don't want to deal with anxiety or anger or hurt or pain. Nobody does. It's not a good feeling. But as we evolve energetically, as we shift, as our energies raise, our vibration raises, our consciousness, our awareness, you start to see that those negative emotions, or rather I should say, acknowledging and working through and allowing it to flow through us, those negative emotions, bring us the greatest positive emotion you will ever experience. So they're showing me an image of almost like the rabbit in the hare? Is it a rabbit? I think it's a rabbit. No, wait. No, it's a turtle. It's a turtle. It's a turtle. Okay, the turtle and the hare story where the rabbit or the hare, whichever, moves so fast during the race and he's like, oh, I'm going to win this race. I'm going to win this race. I'm going to win this race. And he's like, pew! And he's moving really, really fast. And then you have the turtle who's moving nice and slow and at a steady pace. And he's like, okay, that's fine. That's fine. They're showing me that image because when an event happens that feels positive, right? Or we've labeled it in our minds as being positive. We are so quick to jump ship onto that thing. We're like, pew, I want to be on this all the time. And we ride that wave. We are so quick to jump on that wave. There's no second guess. If somebody brought you your favorite chocolate or your favorite food, I mean, unless, you know, you're on a diet and you're trying to make good choices. But if someone brought you something tangible that brings you over the top joy, like if somebody came to me and brought me a scrapbook kit, I would be overjoyed. If someone came to me and brought me a crystal or a dream catcher, I would be overjoyed through the moon. I grant permission for that feeling of joy to enter my body and flow through me into that state of bliss for that small tangible object, but it brings me such joy because it has such meaning to me. I jump ship real quick. But if somebody comes to your door and says, hey, and they're at the door to deliver you some type of negative emotion, not the emotion itself, but let's say they came to have a conversation with you that you know is going to trigger a negative emotion, you're not so quick to open that door. You're taking your time to open that door. And having that awareness and understanding of why the resistance to the negative, the quote-unquote negative emotion, why does it exist? Ask yourself, why is that? Why have I labeled one thing as positive and another as negative? Because realistically speaking, when those negative emotions are not dealt with, we will never be able to feel the extent and the bliss and the joy and the depth of those positive emotions in the same way than if we decided to address those negative emotions with the same willingness and openness and pure-heartedness that we do when there's an opportunity to feel joy. And during these podcasts, when I'm speaking, they show me my entire life like a movie reel. And all of those times that I've suppressed those negative feelings, I've suppressed those dark shadow aspects of self, which I've spoken about in one of the other podcasts. They come out so subtly to try and suppress those negative emotions. But those negative emotions are actually positive. But we haven't been conditioned to see it that way. When we ignore the negative emotion and we turn our back to it and pretend it's not there, guess what? Still there. You may not be seeing it. You may have put your blinders on, but it's still there. And then every time that happens, that we make the choice to turn away or fight against either one, feeling it, they both serve the same purpose. It's both a defense mechanism. But every time you turn away, they're showing me like an image of someone turning away from this negative emotion, and you have this one negative emotion as like a almost like a person, and it sits down, it's still there. And every time you ignore it, there's another one that comes and sits next to him, and then another one that comes and sits next to him, and then another one that comes and sits next to him, representing every time that a negative emotion has come up and you've decided to either fight it, ignore it, and then when you have that aha moment and you wake up one day and you feel spiritually guided and led and in your heart space to deal with those negative emotions, now you turn around and instead of there being one, you see 34. And then what does that trigger? It triggers anxiety. It triggers fear of the unknown. It triggers the fear, because now, instead of turning around and seeing that one thing that's been suppressed, you see all of it. And typically, the response in that situation is to retreat again, because it's scary. It is so scary when you turn around and you see those 30-something shadows or negative emotions that you have suppressed for I don't know how long, and they're all staring at you at the same time. That's the spiritual work. So the purpose of this podcast is really to bring a different perspective to what positive and negative means to you, and where did those labels come from. And hopefully, if you choose to sit down and really think about how did that develop? How did that mindset become real? Hopefully, when positive and negative emotions arise and they come up in our day-to-day lives, because they will, it's just natural, we might make the conscious choice to address those feelings as they come without labeling them, without putting them in a box, and just allowing ourselves to feel it as it comes up, so that we don't have that moment of turning around and seeing 30-something suppressed negative emotions staring us back in the face because we handle them as they come. So I hope this podcast helped. I hope that perhaps seeing emotion in a positive or negative light has shifted. And if not, that's completely fine, because everyone's truth is different. I hope you have a beautiful day. Namaste.